Gemara Halachim Chavis Aldovis, Monday night, or Yud Ches Mar Cheshvan, Tav Shin Ayin Hei.
Okay, when you drink wine during a Suda, so we know it's not covered by the Bar Priya Galfen because of the Chashivus of wine.
Not covered by
Hamotzi. What did I say? It's not covered, thank you, it's not covered by the Hamotzi, and you have to make a bracha on the wine, and the grape juice too, is the Halacha L'maisa. So we make a Bar Priya Galfen on wine or grape juice that we drink during the Suda. If we made Kiddush, if you had wine before the Suda, even in the form of Kiddush, it's more of a Kiddush, the Mishnah Berurah explains, so then you made a Bar Priya Galfen and you drank the wine of Kiddush, you don't, now the question is, do you make a brach on the wine during the Suda? So if it's the if you had in mind to drink wine during the Suda, so certainly it's covered by the Bar Priya Galfen of Kiddush, and even if it's the normal derech, if your custom is to drink wine during the Suda, then even if you didn't have it in mind specifically, it's also the Bar Priya Galfen of Kiddush covers the wine during the Suda. Again, even if you didn't have it in mind specifically, but it's your derech to drink wine during the Suda. If it's not the derech, if it's not your derech to drink wine during the Suda, and you didn't especially have it in mind, then you have to make a Bar Priya Galfen if you drink wine during the Suda. Someone who heard the Kiddush, who heard the Bar Priya Galfen, and answered Amen, but didn't drink any wine, because it's not essential that the Shomea drink wine, that person has to make a Bar Priya Galfen on wine that he drinks during the Suda. There's no such thing that he was Yoytze with the Bar Priya Galfen of before the Suda, even if he had in mind, because he didn't drink any wine with that Bar Priya Galfen. So that can't be the Bar Priya Galfen of the wine during the Suda. Okay, Chagas HaLodes, we're in the second shiur of the Shar HaYichud, and the first Shar HaYichud, he starts off saying that this is the be-all and end-all of being a Jew, is belief in Hashem, and he puts together Hashem and Yichud Hashem. There's no such thing. He says, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, and lo yeh lecha lehim acherim, are two sides of a coin, and the emuna we have is Hashem Echad. V'tzorech shetovin, he then at the end of the psicha to Shar HaYichud, that was like the first paragraph. Then he goes, and for the rest of the psicha of Shar HaYichud, he says a very important biur of the first parsha of Kriya Shema, which we say twice a day. So it's important. The Yisodos Hadas, he says, V'tzorech shetovin sheperek hazeh shel Shema Yisrael, because he just quoted the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that also puts together Emuna and Yichud Hashem together. So he says the Tira Hechnetku Bo Dvor Me'inyan Le'inyan, that this talks about all sorts of things in this first parsha of Kriya Shema. V'kolol Asar Enyonim Kenegad Aseres HaDibro. So his take on the first parsha of Kriya Shema is that it discusses 10 concepts corresponding to the Aseres HaDibros. He's not going to match it up to the Aseres HaDibros. He's just sort of saying, like, it's 10, can I get that 10? He does not elaborate on that Ti'um, that there's 10 things, can I get Aseres HaDibros. He just mentions it, and now he goes on to talk about the 10 things that the first parsha of Kriya Shema discusses. We'll just go over the first three today. Shema Yisrael Hashem. Shema Yisrael, he says, doesn't mean hear, but it means emuna. Emuna salev. Kamo shamar akosav naase v'nishma. That v'nishma means to internalize it, to take it in, to believe it, to be convinced that it's so. V'shamata Yisrael v'shamarta la'asos. V'chol ma shebol aderech hazeh b'loshon shmiya. To believe, to accept, to be convinced of. So that's Shema Yisrael. So Hashem would be the statement that there is a Hashem. That he has a special relationship with the Jewish people. He's Elokeinu in a special way. Different than the Umos Olam, different than the rest of the world. He's Elokeinu. Kamo Shomer Elokeinu. V'achakach Chivonu Lahamin Kihu Echad Emes. which is what Shara Yichud spends an awful long time explaining. What does it mean? True oneness, echad emes. True oneness, not b'mikra one, not happens to be one, not grada one, but true objective one. And he explains what that means, and that's what much of Shara Yichud is about. What does it mean to be truly one? Kmo Shomer Hashem Echad. So that's the first three things of the ten. Shema Yisrael Hashem, that Hashem exists, Hashem is real. Elokeinu, we have a special relationship with Him. And Hashem Echad. Okay, we'll stop here.